Well, as you know, Washington State has some of the most restrictive COVID mandates in the country. We're one of the only states with a mask mandate still. They're pushing for the injections in as many citizens as possible. But late last week, I started getting literally hundreds of messages and emails from listeners who wanted to make sure I knew about a Washington State Board of Health meeting that on the surface looked very ominous. It talked about quarantine centers. It talked about using law enforcement to involuntarily grab up people who might be testing positive and putting them in a quarantine center. And I want to find out if any of this is just unfounded fear or if there's something legit here. State Senator Jeff Wilson is part of the Freedom Caucus in the Washington State Senate. He joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Senator, always good to talk with you, sir.
Well, good morning, Dory, and thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, so like I said, this just took off like wildfire with listeners contacting me saying, do you know about this Board of Health meeting? Do you know about the public comment period? And I know you are aware of all of this. So tell me your take on some of these fears that are flying around out there right now.
Well, thanks, Dory. You know, the Washington State Board of Health has printed their agenda for a meeting that's coming up this Wednesday on January 12th. And as you noted, all of us have received a number of inquiries regarding some agenda items, specifically the following agenda. Item number 9, a rules hearing continuance. And this is the section when they're going to talk about detention and quarantine centers. However, this has been a placeholder. This really isn't much of a valid issue because it's an ongoing discussion as it relates to way back in 2003, we've had discussions on a voluntary quarantine and isolation center. So this really isn't tied into the COVID. However, it certainly could. And this is really an HIV clarification issue coming out of this agenda number 9, Dory. The state has been charged to clarify.
So I want to stress that. So there are a couple of things at play here. First of all, it was last year, actually 2020, I believe, when the state was buying that motel in Centralia that they said could be used as a quarantine center. And that's when people started to get their antenna up thinking, well, are they going to just start involuntarily committing people who test positive to this quarantine center? And then, like you said, Senator, even though this rule with the Board of Health, it may have predated COVID, but the Board of Health was awfully sloppy at best in not sending out a directive saying this is not specifically about COVID, because a lot of people interpret it, and understandably so, after I read this rule and after I've looked into this, that there are people who think they're going to snatch up COVID-positive people and involuntarily quarantine them.
Yeah. You know, Dory, that's not going to happen. And there are those centers around the state, and they are, of course, for voluntary. Key words here. And, you know, the state, they put out a very lazy agenda. They could have clarified, and thus we have this confusion. But that's just on that one item, Dory. We still have another agenda item, which is number 11 on their meeting notice for this week. I'm sure you're aware of.
Yeah, well, and tell my listeners about that, because they're in fact trying to clarify that one earlier today. But tell me about that one.
Well, and that one gets a little tricky because there is discussions that are ongoing about, well, at what age and what immunizations should in fact be part of requirements for your children to go to school. And that discussion will end up invoking and involving, say, around the discussion of COVID. And if nothing else, this is a valid agenda item, of course. There'll be no vote. But if nothing else, Dory, I'm grateful that so many people got alarmed, as they should, because these issues, I mean, come on, they deal with privacy and our right to self-determination of our children and our families. And these are very important topics, and I'm grateful that it came to the public eye.
Well, and as I said, after a weekend of really unchecked, not quite hysteria, but people who are doing what good citizens do, and that's being a watchdog of government. After a weekend of this being rather rampant, Senator, they did send out an update to Wednesday's meeting just this morning. And what they said is that this is just going to reflect state law on agenda item number 9, the first one you talked about. And they say that all of this predates COVID. So they're trying to lower the temperature on that one. But the other one, this chapter 11 that you talk about, where they are talking about our kids in school and how they're going to manage that in the face of COVID, I do find that to be a little bit alarming.
You know, Dorian, that's just it. They should have been very clear in there, because the discussion is and cannot avoid the COVID under their agenda item number 11. That's very, very important. All parents, guardians, we should be very much paying attention to this. It's a little scary at times, because policy, as we know, is set by all of our agencies, and one of them is our Office of the Governor. And I often wonder, are our boards that are comprised of appointed members, you know, are they free of the influence of, say, another policy? And in this case, we should be a little concerned. This is something for everybody to be watching. I certainly will be, but I don't expect any final action, naturally. It takes a long time to move this
forward. Right, but here's why I think people are so concerned, Senator, and that's because Jay Inslee has granted himself emergency powers, which were designed to only last for a week or two, and now it's been going on 2 years now, and that gives him some extra constitutional powers. We have seen some business owners who have been destroyed by the state of Washington for the crime of just keeping their business open and keeping paychecks going to their employees. We're seeing an awful lot of stuff that seems constitutionally very shady. And then, on an unrelated note, just last week, on Thursday, Jay Inslee said that he wants to effectively suspend the First Amendment and punish people if they question election results, which is just a preemptive squelching of free speech that there's no way that can pass constitutional muster. But I look at all of these things, Senator, that Jay Inslee is doing, and all of these things that do not abide by our Constitution, and no wonder people are saying, man, we got to be more wary now than ever of some of the things that are coming out of our state government.
Dory, absolutely. It's so important that your listeners get this message, to pay attention. The governor's going to do what the governor's going to do, but I'll offer up to your listeners that more people now die in Washington state from drug overdoses than they do from the COVID or the Omni variant at this point. And yeah, we've got to be passing on good information to people, rather than special information to suit a platform.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of what's being pushed out by government is just designed to scare us, because when you scare people, they are more easily controlled. Okay, so bottom line, Senator, is that there's not going to be some strike force, which is also language that they used in these official state documents, a strike force of law enforcement snatching up unvaccinated people or people who test positive and locking us away. That's correct, that is not going to happen, right?
That is correct, sir. And for radio, that would be poppycock. It is not a truthful
poppycock
statement.
Okay. All right. You can tell me off the air what word you really wanted to use there. All right. Senator, I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dory. Appreciate it.
All right, State Senator Jeff Wilson. And so, no, they're not going to be in a military or law enforcement strike force snatching up people. But the senator's point is a solid one, and that is, more than ever, you and I need to be vigilant about what's being proposed by our leaders, our so-called leaders, because a lot of it is stretching the bounds of the Constitution.